Okay, we're talking Arrow, season 7, episode 8. Archer. Oliver is back. This episode was too exciting. You guys, we know who the new Arrow is, and she's a lady! She's a lady! All right, everybody, let's go! This is Arrow.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What's up?
You guys, it's like we were just here. It's like we were just here. And my head, I'm having deja vu.
This song, while she was working out on those rings, I was like, girl.
It was sensuous. Yes. It was sensuous. Hey, everybody, welcome to the AfterBuzz TV Arrow After Show. We are talking season 7, episode 8, Unmasked. I'm Matt Marr. Welcome to the show. We're so happy to be here. I have my lovely co-host, Carolina Bonetti.
Y'all know me.
Y'all know us. Olivia, you saw in the video. If you don't want to know where Olivia is, you can just talk to her in the chat. She's there. Or you can also watch a video from last episode that we posted. And Ali Kona, we love you. She's in London working. All right, everybody. And last but not least, we have our lovely third co-host today.
You guys.
So jump in that chat. Let us know. I already got a little bit of tidbit of really goodness, I have to say, from my AfterBuzz husband, as I call him, Ivan Soto. I hope he doesn't mind that I say that. If that offends you, Ivan,
then keep showing up. I think he loves me too.
I think we love each other back. It's a bro love.
It's your fake marriage.
Bro love. It is. But Ivan said that James Bamford, the stunt coordinator of Arrow, directed this episode.
Yes, he did.
And that makes sense because it was pretty awesome.
Episode 7.
Oh, no. He said 8, too.
Or maybe was it 8?
Ivan, was it 7 or 8? I was confused. Either one was really good.
I thought it was 7 because of all... It was literally like, welcome to Fight Club.
And again, happy birthday to Steven Starr. We love you, Steven. We love all your support. You're wonderful.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay. Let's talk about real quick while Ivan lets us know. What did we love to hate this episode?
I wrote it down. I had a lot of feelings. I have a few.
She's got a long list if you're listening to the podcast. All right, go in.
Love to hate number one, the mayor. Love to hate number two, Lila. Love to hate number three, Diggle.
And I'll get into it as we get into the episode.
As we get into the episode.
But they did some shady, shady things.
Shady.
Lila and Diggle. Y'all shady. I'm so mad at you. Like, I don't even know. You're not friends with people anymore. Like, I'm not friends with you anymore. Okay?
Yeah.
Lila and Diggle, we're not friends. I broke up our relationship.
Hey, I love Diggle's arm. Don't go after him yet.
We'll get to it.
By the way, Ivan said it was episode 7 he directed, by the way.
Yeah, I figured. Fight Club.
My love to hate this episode was Lila. It's Lila because she's bringing her trustworthy man down the wrong road. And it ain't right. And you know what? I'm not going to blame Diggle because he is torn between the love of Oliver and the love of his wife, who's the father of his son. So I'm blaming Lila.
This is nothing about love. This is about what is morally correct. And he is shady.
It's shady.
And he should be talking to his wife like, babe, like, you're shady. No, this is not happening.
It's shady. Well,
I'm very disappointed in Diggle. We broke up tonight.
I can't ever break up with those
arms. I don't know
if
we'll ever get back together. The verdict is still out.
Unless we break up and then we get back together and I cry and then he just holds me in like a
bear hug. You can also just work out and have those arms.
Where am I? Sorry, I went somewhere. It's not the same. If I don't hold them.
Do you want me to hold you in my arms?
Oh, that would be great, Diggle. All right.
No, I mean me.
Thank you.
Do you want me to call you Diggle, baby?
I'm gonna call you Diggle, baby.
Yes.
Okay, let's talk about first. I mean, which this is a big, we got like a tease, a very tease. We know who the new Arrow is, y'all.
I love that they opened the episode with what's been their anticipation all season. That was a pretty cool thing to see, and I'm still not over that workout. I was like, I would break my head. Is that really the actress?
But you know what?
Because it looked like her. They had shots of her face while she was doing crazy.
It looked like she was doing. What I thought was cool is, think about when we first were introduced to Oliver as Arrow.
Yeah.
He was doing these workout things. Yeah. So I thought that was a cool callback of like what Arrow does. And I love that.
Which to me is also kind of a callback. I feel like Beth is the showrunner, if you're not aware. She's also the executive producer. But she's kind of taken Arrow, and she's bringing us back to its roots.
I think so, too.
You know, in the beginning of Arrow, we saw a lot of prison-like sequences from the island. We really did.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And we just spent half a season in prison, and now we're seeing these throwback workouts with Lila, and I feel like it's a callback to what things were, and nothing made my heart pitter-patter like seeing the entire Arrow team together and playing nice.
This is what I want more of. Okay.
Yeah, it was nice.
Okay. It was wonderful.
I want to see more of that. And I feel like Beth is taking us in that direction and I'm thrilled, but I'm mad at Diggle. We still broken up.
So new Arrow, it's Oliver's daughter or Oliver's sister. Oliver's sister. It's half sister.
It's half sister because Robert Queen is accountable adultery.
In the comics, I was trying to do it look real quick, but I just didn't have time. Obviously there was Thea, and then what's her name again in the comics?
Lila.
His sister is called Lila?
Isn't it?
No, that's Diggle's wife.
No, that's Diggle's
wife. I thought
it
was like Mia.
I'm losing it. I'll tell you right now.
And I think I lost it. But
I'll tell you right now. My brain is like going at zero.
Someone's
going
to know in the chat because everybody is.
Pop up in the chat and tell me first, but I'm pretty sure.
I love that Ivan said Robert Queen is a hound dog. He is. Well, you know, rich white guys just sleep with people. That's kind of what they just do. Anybody.
Emmy. Her name is Emmy.
Emmy. Okay. Well, that'd be interesting to see. So, like, because she's supposed to be. His sister's always been speedy. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see.
Here's the thing. Here's what it is. So in the comics, she has an alter ego. So Thea.
A lot of people think they're calling her Mia or Maya.
Oh, it might be Maya.
Oh, Olivia says Maya.
It's M-I-A. I would think that's Mia. But maybe it's Maya. I don't know. We'll have to wait until they pronounce
it. And I think in the comics, Maya's the one who's like one of the first comic book characters who's HIV positive, which would be a cool thing to see, too. Hmm. I just like that. We don't see that
well
a lot.
We don't. So in the comics, Thea is Mia. Or Maya.
Yes.
They're the same person.
They're the same person.
But it's her alter ego. That's what it was. She goes by Mia Dearden in the comics as an alter ego, but she's actually Thea Queen. Dearden Queen. And her alter ego is Mia. So my question is, like, I feel like they've just brought in a new aspect. So now he's got two sisters.
So, and Matt Shamlou, hi Matt, in the chat says, anybody think her mother is Isabella Rocheff?
Ooh.
Or Isabel Rocheff?
That would be good. It would make sense.
Yeah. That would make sense.
It would make sense.
I was so on her, I went, oh, we didn't even think who the mama, baby, daddy.
I was trying to think of it when I was watching it, because I was like, who was it that she would look like that and be a sister? I was like trying to narrow down the possibilities. But yeah, I think
also a little diversity on Arrow, a little more. I love it.
I love it.
I love it too.
That's one thing. The CW, huge props. They're really great at diversity across all people of color. They're really great at diversity across LGBT.
Yeah, they're great.
They don't shy away. And you know what? I will say that before Beth took over as showrunner, I don't think that they were as inclusive about real world issues. But I love that in episode 7 and now episode 8, they're really talking about prison reform.
I hope they keep that up.
Because that is something that is incredibly important. And if you're interested in knowing more about it, you should watch the 13th Amendment on Netflix.
Oh, man, that's a good documentary.
It is a mind-blowing documentary. Mind-blowing. Like, you will be boggled at how the prison system was created to, like, make money.
That's a whole other 10 after both.
I won't get into all of it, but I just wanted to say, if you're interested, because they are tackling more real-world topics,
that's really good.
That's the docu-series for you. Yeah, it's so good.
So good. Okay. All right. So everybody now is like, oh, who's the mama? Who's the mama? But we're just going to have to find out. But we really just saw kind of the beginning. And then we saw she got away. And then we see a little bit of her at the end. And that was it. I like the way they did that. I like that it wasn't captured. I like that. I don't know. I like we found out who she was on her time. So I'm good with it.
Although I will say, I never understand why people who are innocent run away when people ask them questions. I get that she didn't want to meet her brother, I guess, but then I feel like she does want to meet him because she's there for her father's agenda.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I think obviously it's gonna be it's going to be something Oliver is going to have to... I wonder if they're going to even have her dealt with... I don't know. There's so much. There's so many predictions. It makes me... I have to say, was it... I mean, I give props where props are due. Were you the one that called it? Was it you or Olivia who said it? They thought it was Oliver's half-sister?
I think we both kind of said it.
I think Olivia will yell at me and say, it was me, if it's in the chat. It was not me.
I don't remember if... I think I thought that Kat McNamara was going to be the sister.
I think you did. Okay.
And I think that that's what it was, because when I saw her casting announcement and somebody said they thought it was a girl, and I was like, oh, it's Kat McNamara.
Oh, and they're the same episode, which we're going to talk about. Kat, who was Black Star.
Which I'm really excited about.
Which was great intro to that character. So,
I have a surprise for you guys on that, too, but stay tuned.
Stay tuned. Well, Olivia, I think you were right then.
Olivia
said it was me. So, yeah. Olivia, it was props to Olivia. Yay. Okay, so new era, it's happening. Let's talk where do we want to go? I'm going to leave it up to you. We can talk about Oliver and Felicity. We can talk about Renee and Dinah. You want to talk about Felicity?
Yes. Okay. I was waiting for that kiss, and she took his shirt off, and I was like, yes.
We saw some shirtless Oliver. They were having arrow sex, and I was here for it.
I loved it. But you know what? I really liked it. But I am kind of upset that Oliver judged her so harshly for who she had to become in order to stay alive while he was in jail. Mm-hmm. Because if she hadn't become that person, Diaz would have killed her. Diaz would have killed her when he had the chance if she hadn't become that person.
Which the flash forwards are making sense now. I mean, not to go... There's really not much that happened. Yes, with the Black Star, we're going to talk... But as far as in Felicity's, not much happened. But it does... These flash forwards, as we went off like two episodes ago, and people told us they hated us in the chat about it.
I like the flash forwards. You're the one with the problem with the flash forwards. And if anything, at this point, like them even more.
Ali Kona hated them. I went back and forth. Now I'm back on the bandwagon. I'm a fickle pickle. I admit it. I'm fickle.
I'm a fickle pickle.
But
I like the flash forwards.
But we weren't happy with Felicity like two episodes ago, because we thought, this doesn't seem like Felicity.
No,
but
I just wanted her to pull the trigger.
But no, but I mean, we were like, this isn't the Felicity we know. I feel like they did a good job. For somebody who was like, no, I'm not getting... They made sense to me. Like, okay, now... That was such a great scene when Felicity said to Oliver, you sacrificed everything and left William and I here to figure out and be sitting ducks for Diaz. And I hadn't thought of it. She said it so bluntly to him. I went, oh, damn.
Well, that's what I was thinking about the whole time, is that his decision was incredibly unfair and selfish, because what did he think was going to happen when he was in jail? And I wrote down, I was like, I don't like this double standard, as in him preaching to her about being violent. Mm-hmm. And good for you, Felicity, standing up for this BS role. And I love that she said, what am I supposed to do with an apology? How many times have women across the world wanted to say that to men and have said that to men? Mm-hmm. What are you supposed to do with an apology? I'm sorry I left you. Right. Well, you were left alone, so you had to figure it out. You can't come back and be angry that things changed because you bounced and made a bad judgment call. Mm-hmm. You did. And it's okay to say I'm sorry, but you also have to live up to the fact that you made a bad judgment call. Mm-hmm. And now you have to deal with the repercussions. And part of the repercussions is that Felicity is a different person. I will say that I'm heartbroken at where it ended. I don't like that it looks like they're breaking up again. But again, it brings us back to the beginning of Arrow, where they weren't together. But they're married, so I hope they don't get divorced. I don't know. I hope they don't get divorced. I don't want to see that. I really don't want to see that. Because it took so much for them to get married. I'd rather have a separation if they are going to separate. Mm-hmm. And then let them work out their problems naturally throughout the progression of the series. But no divorce, please. I'm really heavily against that.
I hope so, too. Only because whenever she was like, I don't know if I'm ready for this now. Y'all, Carolina literally went, ugh.
Olivia just texted me, yes, girl, preach.
Yes, it's true. Olivia also was like, they went in on us last week when we hated Felicity. Well, they did.
I never hate Felicity. I was just disappointed in the writing that they didn't make her pull the trigger for some type of action. Not to kill Diaz, but to maim him in some way. That was disappointing to me.
Yeah.
Because she had already become this character. She'd already gone there. So I just wanted to see a decision. So I'm glad that she made the decision, and good for her for telling Oliver where he could go shove it with his double standard.
I like that as well. I hope that they don't do the whole To me, Arrow is not, it's not like Friends where it's about Ross and Rachel. And I'm dating myself because I don't, probably half a year or two young and don't remember Friends. But it, to me, it's not, to me, the heart of Arrow, yes, it's its family, but it's not actually, it's not even Elicity. To me, the heart of Arrow has always been like Oliver trying to do the right thing for not only Felicity, but his family in general, like legacy of family and like, mm-hmm. and trying to that find to balance who he really is versus who he wants to be. And then who he feels like compelled he has to be.
Well, speaking,
and that's what I think the show's about. So I don't want it to become like three seasons of are they or aren't they?
Yeah. Because also, you know, they mention William in this episode and you've already put this boy through so much. You cannot let him come home to a broken home where Felicity and Oliver are not together. That's unfair to William, and that would also be really disappointing to see. They need to figure it out. Like, just figure your crap out, guys. Figure it out. Go hump in the bathroom, come out, talk about it, hump a little more, and you'll be fine.
I mean, he's already got to figure out how to, I mean, can you imagine being gay and telling all that Green Arrow that you're gay? He's got to go through that. He's got enough. William has enough. This isn't about me at all.
First of all, I don't think Oliver would care that his son was gay.
He won't, but you know, but I don't care. You don't care. You don't know. You're always with your dad. You're always like, oh God, I'm so nervous.
He'd probably tell Felicity first. It's not about me. I feel like he'd tell Felicity first.
Oh, for sure.
And Felicity would be like, yay, let's throw a pinata party. Let's
Felicity's already going to know.
She's
already going to know. So, okay. So, obviously, we don't want them to break up. I did think that I was, again, I was kind of like when she shot him and Oliver's like, what did you just do? You know, failed the city. And I was like, dude, she didn't kill the guy. There was someone just shooting arrows in you, trying to kill you. And she just like, I am liberal AF. I'm like all about gun policy. I'm like, let's take crazy people's guns. Sure, do it.
Absolutely.
Take I'm all so the crazy that way. Guns. That said, I'm like, if somebody breaks into your house, it's okay to shoot them.
Yeah.
It's okay to shoot them.
They're trying to hurt you. Absolutely. Yeah. And
when they're trying to kill you. And Oliver's like, no. And I was like, chill.
The metal mesh on the curtains. How impressive is that, like, low-key security measure? When she stood behind it, that's why it couldn't go through. Yeah. She had, like, chainmail on the other side of the curtains. That's a serious security protocol right there.
And, like, Drew Leonard says in the chat, Oliver, he doesn't anymore, but he's still like, no, he has. Oliver shot people in this season.
Yeah.
So
he shanked people. He shanked himself.
But anyway. Oh, Matt Shamlou says, Carolina, you sparked, this is a prediction for later, but says that sex scene in the beginning, what if that's a new Elicity baby?
Yes.
Oh, maybe that's what
Papi. That's what I've been waiting for. Ooh, give me maybe an Elicity baby.
I'd have Oliver's baby. All right.
Call him up. Let him
call him up. Hey. Okay, so let's talk about Renee and Dinah and kind of just their
speaking
whole
of sex scenes, you got to
you guys, they mark it 11:06 December 3rd, Tuesday. They're going to knock some boots, okay? They're going to get together. I'm calling it. And they're going to be a lovely couple. I kind of think they're two people that they're kind of boring individually, but together I like it.
She's so pretty.
She is very pretty.
But yeah, the whole time they had their scenes together, you guys missed it. Like Matt was like frothing at the mouth. He's like, they're going to do it.
They're going to do it. I said the F word. I was adamant about
it. Yes, but we can't say
bad
words.
We can't say that on
AfterBuzz
because we'll get
podcast.
The explicit. Yeah. And we'll get kicked out here.
Explicit content.
So, okay, so I want to talk a little bit about, I mean, kind of segueing a little bit of, this is a little bit of Dinah and Oliver, but why have we never thought to put Oliver on the police department before? I went, she did that, and I went, oh.
Well, because they could. They
I mean, he was in prison.
Well,
but before that.
Before that, they couldn't because he wasn't open about who he was, and he was mayor. So the mayor can't be part of the police force and also the Green Arrow.
True. Okay.
And before that, he wasn't that great of a vigilante. He was pretty rough. So in the seasons where he became usable as a police asset, he was mayor. And then after, he was in jail. So this is the first time where they've had the open opportunity to do it because he's out in the open about who he is.
Okay, yeah. Okay, you make good sense. Okay, you make good sense.
Fight me if you think I'm
no,
wrong.
It's
no,
true.
I'm joking.
But I love this idea. Mm-hmm. I like that. Again, like you said, it's just nice to see them kind of still be themselves and argue, but all kind of be on the same team. We're getting out of this two teams. The newbie team is gone. It's just, I'm really happy to see that.
So speaking about the team coming together and Oliver being on the police force, my favorite moment of tonight's show, my favorite moment, was when Dinah came back at the mayor with the snap heard around the world where she was like, with that district attorney flex. I was like, oh!
I know.
That's right. That's right.
She's like,
Laurel is not going to say yes to him being in jail. She just got him out. Of course she's going to keep him on the police force.
Yeah.
I'm so thrilled. That was like the Thanos snap, except it was like a power snap instead
DC,
of making people disappear.
And in a police station, not like in a forest.
Okay, it is.
And Captain America.
Theoretical,
wasn't like
it's the idea
but
that
just
like
it.
She brought everyone back together instead of disappearing.
She
them.
Did bring back the everybody. So, and I
liked it.
I liked
it. Was
it.
A good flex.
It was. Oh, sorry, I had a little coffee. It was a good flex. Yeah, everybody's hoping that. It seems like that people are excited about that as well. So now talking a little bit about...
but it also... Wait, I'm sorry. Before
no,
we move
ahead.
On. It also brought up what I've been saying all season is that they've been setting up the return of the vigilantes. But vigilantes seen in a positive light because they've been building it in the news reports. They've been building it with the good deeds that this new Green Arrow has done. And people saw that the new Green Arrow, who we realized tonight was his other half-sister, which some of us knew, but welcome to the conversation if you learned tonight. You know, they've been building up this excitement of like, no, we need them. They are actually an asset to our city. Mm-hmm. They are an additional way to keep our city safe because all the crazy people like to visit this city.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we saw that tonight with the Green Arrow officially becoming a part of the justice system.
I thought it was cool. Which is what
happens
a lot, actually, which is kind of something that's happened in the comics. So I thought it was a cool... Again, it goes to, you know, a scene that I thought... I mean, this is kind of Renee and Dinah, but also Oliver. The most powerful scene for me actually was... And again, it goes back to not Elicity, like what Arrow is really about, is the scene where Oliver stops his preppy friend. And he... Stops
Max Fuller.
Stops him in the middle of the bar.
Mm-hmm.
But without a mask, without a hood, and everybody is watching him. And if you notice, they even had it lit, like very brightly lit.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the show usually is always so dark, especially when it's Arrow.
It's like broad
daylight. That actually made me, I'm not going to lie, y'all, it made me tear up a little bit. Because it's like, at the genesis of this character, it's honestly, it felt like I always say, like, as a gay man, and like as a therapist and a podcaster, I love to talk to people about what was your coming out moment, because everybody has a coming out moment, not be about their sexuality, but about whatever that is in life. And so I felt like that was like a coming out moment for Oliver. This is who I really am.
Oh, my
goodness. I loved it. It was one of my favorite Arrow moments ever. I got emotional. I went deep. Okay.
I love that.
Okay. Oh, Colin Prime says, I like that scene too. Thank you, sugar. All right, everybody. So let's talk a little bit. I think we covered Renee and Dinah. They're going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
We also find that we got a little bit in the flash forwards. I'm just kind of touching on the flash forwards because it was, we'll get to it.
I do want to talk about them because I feel like they're finally
coming
full circle.
They're starting to make more sense because we see Renee is now going to be in the Glades, so we're going to get to see probably next episode what happened to Renee, which they better say something about or hint at he and Dinah had a history, or I'm leaving this show.
Oh,
not
I
leaving,
think they did.
I think
because
they will.
She seemed a little like about going to go see him, and the daughter seemed a bit hesitant.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to see what that tension is going to pan out to be. But I think the flash forwards are developing very nicely.
Mm-hmm.
We're learning a lot of information. And we're also seeing more of this world. And I love that we learned what the tattoo finally was.
Oh,
that
yeah. That was cool.
Deal.
That was really cool.
And I love that, you know, she was like, I didn't know about you to William. I didn't know about you when you first got here, but your father saw things differently and you do too. And I like that. I feel like it's setting us up for a true story. And like I said, Felicity is not evil.
And well, and everybody's saying in the chat that Felicity is not dead. They still think she's alive.
No, she's not dead, and she's not evil. And I think that that was foreshadowed in Dinah having that moment with William, saying, you see through things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, again,
and
it goes
Dinah's
back to...
And Dinah's usually wrong.
She's been more right lately.
Dinah's usually wrong. She was pretty much wrong all of last season. So I think she's all pretty wrong in, like, the flash forwards, too.
It's true.
Right.
It's true, yes. Yeah, we'll see. Yeah, Renee, in the episode after the crossover. Thank you for that, Zias. Because next week we won't. Okay, so let's talk about, real quickly, because we still need to talk about Archer's Alley and some news and stuff. But I want to just hint on, I just want to say that we both audibly groaned like some MFers whenever we saw Diggle and Lila talking to Diaz. We were like, no!
That's why I broke up with him.
I thought
That's
we were just done with you, Diaz. No!
But I did call it at the end of episode 7. I was like, he ain't dead. And I said it on Twitter. A couple of you guys hit me up on Twitter and were like, do you think he's really dead? And I was like, no.
I knew he wasn't dead.
But I was
I just needed time, y'all.
Would be done.
I just needed time. You know how, like, when you, like, you had that bad breakup with someone and they just treated you wrong and, like, you just...
They don't stop texting?
Yes. And you're just like, leave me alone. But, give me a break.
But the one thought I did have when I saw that is, like, oh, I think Stanley is part of a bigger syndicate than we are aware of. And I think that that's going to come into play as to why they're asking Diaz for help.
Okay.
Because he's so deranged. You know, like in Supergirl, there was like that cult that happened and it was part of like the big finale for
it
them.
Was.
I feel like he's part of some crazy cult and we're about to find out. Or who knows? He might be part of the Longbow Hunters because they brought them back full circle this episode as well, chatting about it.
It's true.
Which I didn't understand how that Latin saying tied them in with the Longbow Hunters. So if you guys know in the chat what that Latin saying meant and why it's relevant to the Longbow Hunters, I would love to know. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm going to have to research it. But yeah, did you know?
No.
I know who the Longbow Hunters are. We've seen them, but...
We talked about it in like episode 2. They haven't brought it up in a long time. So it's been a hot
Latin
minute.
The Latin something about a red something.
The red
phrase.
Bear.
Yeah, I was like...
I thought they were talking about me. You know, because I'm a gay, I'm a bear,
you
know, I'm
a
little chubby.
Yeah,
okay, so
I love you.
If you don't know what a gay bear is, Google it, but probably not at work. You might lose your job. Okay, so I just want to say that.
Oh,
you know,
goodness.
A lot of people are saying that, and I just want to say this and I want to move on, but this kind of, they think Felicity is going to be the one that kills Diaz. I'm
Good
here for it.
Her.
I'm here for it.
I'm here for
and
that.
And if all her bitches about it, I'm going to slap him.
Snaps.
And then I'm
going to
have Diggle hold me. Okay.
You pretending to be Diggle.
Oh, man. That got a Matt chill. Sorry about that. Okay, everybody. So let's talk about some Archer's Alley.
That's right, guys. I've got awesome info for you for Archer's Alley today. So we're going to bring up the first picture. It's actually a double hitter for you all. It is Liam Neeson. Of a fun fact about him. So many of you know Liam Neeson played Ra's al Ghul in Batman Begins. And he offered in an interview to play Ra's al Ghul for Arrow.
Shut
our
up.
Our Arrow.
That makes me so angry.
Heller?
Why didn't
Heller?
They do that? That makes me want to just throw something.
Well, you know what? Ra's is dead. So I would like to say, he come back as Liam Neeson? Heller, like
he's always saving somebody. They need to steal somebody's daughter, and then Liam Neeson comes back and he's like, "It's my daughter. This is my daughter."
Yeah. So yeah, I don't. Maybe like you know, homegirl who thinks she's a queen isn't, and she's gonna find out she's actually Ra's al Ghul's other daughter.
I mean,
I'd be down for it
if Liam Neeson walked into Arrow on the CW and said, "I'm Ra's al Ghul." I would actually.
He said in an interview,
I would crap
he wanted
my pants.
To do it when
I mean, like diaper full, just boosh.
When I came across that tidbit, I was like, that's it. It's going in Archer's Alley. I can't believe they haven't used that. I'm putting it out there. Twitter, do your thing.
I mean, the guy
like, can somebody just cut this as a clip? I'm going to be like, Liam Neeson wanted to be an Arrow. Twitter, do your thing. Cut
I mean, the
put
guy
it out
was
there.
Good. The actor was good, but still.
It's Liam Neeson.
It's Liam Neeson.
He was good. Liam Neeson is like, Liam Neeson.
All right, what's our next Archer's Alley?
All right, so our next Archer's Alley is a fun fact from the comics, which we're about to bring up. And... it has to do with Sinestro.
I love Sinestro.
Yes.
I'm sad we never got a Green Lantern.
What do you guys
movie
think it
him.
Is? Are they predicting what it is in the chat?
No, there's talk about Ra's al Ghul and Liam Neeson.
Cool. So in Green Lantern Rebirth, Sinestro states that he hates the Green Arrow because he wears the color of willpower.
Yeah.
Which I've brought up how strong his willpower is in the past because he is one of the only people, in fact, he's the only human, really, that can stand against the Black Lantern Corps' mind control. Hmm. He cannot be compelled by the Black Lantern Corps. So it's interesting that Sinestro even sees how powerful his willpower is. Fun fact. He might not be superpowered, but he is stubborn.
He's stubborn with a capital S. Stubborn with a capital S.
And then to round out our news and gossip, it's not really gossip, but it's really cool, fun fact for you guys. I have a fun fact for you guys. I've actually interviewed Kat McNamara before, and I brought you a video clip. Oh, that's a photo of us at Vanity Fair. It was a really fun party. Hailee Steinfeld was DJing. It was 2 years ago. And this is when Shadowhunters was just coming out. And I have a video clip for you guys to watch of us chatting.
What's been your favorite scene that's aired so far to film?
One of my favorite scenes to film was outside of Jade Wolf in among the... It was at the end of episode 5, basically, all the shipping containers and everything, just because it took us so many nights to shoot that. We had weather issues, and it was just... It was a few nights of all-nighters, and we were just absolutely delirious and cowering from tennis ball werewolves. So it was quite the memorable thing.
Like, save Simon!
Yeah, exactly.
So, as you see, she is no stranger to working with CGI, so let's see what happens on Arrow and where her character goes. I'm really excited. If you want to see more of Kat's acting, you can check her out on Shadowhunters. It's a bit of a younger show, FYI, so don't expect, like, Arrow-level plot lines. They've made it much younger.
Hot guy from Glee's in that. Harry Shum, he's so cute.
Oh, I think Dominic Sherwood is so sexy. Okay. He plays like the lead guy. He has two different color eyes and a British accent. I'm in.
Yeah, I'm there for that too.
We'd be screaming together. But so anyways, that was my fun fact. I hope you guys liked it. If you want to see more, it's out there. I've got a much longer interview with Kat. She's really cool. I actually also met her at the Nylon Young Hollywood party. Man, that was like a tongue twister.
It was.
So I'll try and find it and bring it in for you guys.
Yeah, tweet it out, follow you. And now I also want to say, we're going to talk about predictions real quick. I just want to say, shout out for Elseworld. You know what I love about this teaser that we saw? For someone who's been a fan, who watched the original Flash in the 90s, who then they have the Green Arrow costume from Smallville in this like, Greg Berlanti, their team, it's so rewarding for these longtime fans. My prediction right now, as we go into predictions, I think this is going to be the best, most epic crossover ever. And I think it's going to tie in not only what's been happening now, but some really cool lore for some people my age that are like a little bit older that have been watching this stuff like back in the day. That's my prediction.
After Buzz TV predictions.
Sorry, I said it wasn't predictions and then it was. Thank you.
Well, this isn't a prediction because they've actually tweeted out that, I think Stephen Amell tweeted out himself, that we are going to be in for one heck of a surprise with the Smallville reunion. There's going to be some Smallville action on this year's crossover, and I agree. I think it's going to be the most epic crossover, and I really hope that it finally brings Supergirl into our present time and place, and she's no longer on a different
world. I would love that.
But they're all part of the same world, just different parts of it. I hope that that's what it rounds up, because we've been missing her living on this actual Earth.
I agree with that. Because we have to say, I love Arrow, y'all, but Supergirl is so great
right now.
It's kind of one of the best shows. It's like amazingly good. So if you're not watching Supergirl, catch up. All right. So, hey, so that's it. We talked about everything that we need to talk about, but we can always talk about more. You can always leave your comments in the YouTube channel, and you know that we'll go. Olivia's on it. You know, she is like obsessive about it, so she'll be there. You can also tweet us, Instagram us, keep the conversation going, and then crossover starts next week. So we're going to be still doing our same
starts
night.
Starts on Sunday, you
on
guys.
Sunday, so we're going to be doing the second episode of crossover. So that said, if you haven't seen the first episode of crossover, don't watch our episode, because we're probably going to be talking about spoilers from the episode before. So anyway, okay. just shout out your name, your Twitch. Tell everybody where they can find you, Miss Carolina.
All right, you guys. So you guys can find me on Twitter as Carolina Benetti and on Instagram as LenaBean113. But before I go, I want to let you know that I, myself, am on the midwinter finale of SEAL Team on CBS. You can catch it next Wednesday. I'll remind you again next week because I'm excited.
Yes.
Book the mid-season finale. Check it out. I may or may not be doing something involuntarily.
That's great. I don't know. I feel uncomfortable now. I'm scared.
My character.
I know. But we're good for you. We're excited when people book stuff. And y'all know me, Matt Maher, 2 T's, 2 R's. You can find me at The Matt Maher. You can also find our Riverdale podcast called River Mails, which is not good right now, but we are having fun shading that show. And also, Bitchcraft is coming back because in 2 weeks, Sabrina's going to have a Christmas episode. We're going to be talking about
that,
too. Did
you see the season 2 trailer?
Looks good. Yeah, it looks good. We're going to be talking about that in April. And we're actually going to break down the comics for Bitchcraft as well. So if you're into Sabrina, check that out. We're going to be here next Monday. We're excited for Elseworlds. We'll see you guys next week. Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.